You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
And I've been watching this storm since Cuba, getting weaker and more disoriented. But you wouldn't believe that listening to the Weather Channel and all the media that is pumping out all this information about we're all going to die.
That's Alan Pond, who's decided he's not evacuating along with the roughly 2 million people who have fled from the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Gustav has approached. It's already begun lashing Louisiana and a storm at a Category 3 status. We begin in New Orleans with George Estevez. George, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
So how are things in New Orleans right now?
Things at this point, the storm is picking up. It is daylight. Power's out in parts of the French Quarter, but not in downtown New Orleans. And I just came out from a two-hour drive after I spoke with you guys earlier today. I hit the streets in New Orleans to see a lot of wind and a lot of rain and the Mississippi River. A lot of white caps on there, which separates the west from the east bank here in town. So the winds are picking up, and then at times they don't pick up and die down. Then it just feels like a bad rainstorm. But again, those gusts do come, and they come pretty strong at this point.
And when you were driving around, did you see any people, any activity at all?
No activity whatsoever. A lot of cops, let me tell you. A lot of police officers are driving the streets in New Orleans. We all remember the situation 3 years ago when Hurricane Katrina hit the New Orleans area. A lot of looting, a lot of crime, a lot of people. Well, you need people to commit crimes, and right now 90% of the city is gone. So there are no people, so they expect a lot less crimes at this point. As far as people are concerned, there are people that are staying. These are old homes, you know, those balconies, those two-story areas here in New Orleans with the planters hanging out, very old, 1800s, 1900s, and they're staying in these homes. They're made of brick, they're made of concrete, not like some of the prefab homes today. So very few people are riding out in the French Quarter. That's a higher elevated place. It's like 8 feet above sea level.
Well, you're there, George, and you've been chasing this storm. You're from CBS4 in Miami, and you're up from South Florida chasing this storm. What's it like to observe the Mississippi River above you in the middle of a Category 3 hurricane?
Yeah, you know, it's quite a sight. There's levees around it, of course. Levees are basically mounds of dirt and other materials that are built up and supported by concrete to keep the river from overflowing. But just picture it. You're looking at a river with white caps flowing. It's not like the ocean. You don't have that wave, but you're starting to see waves in a river that normally doesn't have waves. We're not talking large waves. We're talking a foot, 2 feet at this point from my eye that I could see. So it's pretty interesting to think that the whole city is below sea level here.
And when you were saying that some parts of the city, you could tell the electricity had gone out, would that include in the French Quarter?
The French Quarter, parts of the French Quarter, which is where we're staying here in our live location, as well as staying over in one of the hotels here, there is no power. But then you go in a certain direction of the French Quarter, you know, Bourbon Street, the Party Street everyone's familiar with around the world. That's the French Quarter. And around it, it's very similar looking with the trestles and the balcony and all that. And some do have power, some do not have power. So it's interesting at this point to see it's not a full-range outage at this point.
And, of course, the French Quarter didn't flood barely at all post-Katrina in the aftermath after the levees failed then. So you're probably in a better place than others.
Yeah, we're in a better place. I mean, you know the word, St. Bernard Parish, the Ninth Ward, all those areas in the East Bank, they all flooded. Now the concern is the West Bank, the other side of the city that was barely untouched, or that was barely touched during Katrina. Now the fear is that side's going to get some sort of damage and flooding. But the French Quarter, you're right, not much flooding because, again, we're like 6-8 feet above sea level, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in a city that's below sea level, 8 feet above it, that's a party.
That's a good one. George Estevez, listen, we wish you best, the best.
Thank you so much, Adora and John. Thank you.
Take care, George.
That's George Estevez. Right. He's a reporter for CBS4 Miami, and he's riding through Gustav as it makes its way through New Orleans.